Today's daf in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is daf Mem Omud Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. And Yetzer Hashem, we're going to conclude Simen Resh Samach Hei today. We left off yesterday in the middle of Siv Gimel, and we were talking there that you cannot put a utensil underneath the flame to catch the dripping oil because you'd be Mavato Kli Mehechano. And we had done most of the Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Vav, and we brought down that on Shabbos you would be allowed to put a utensil there on the table, even though inadvertently some of the oil may drip into it, because that's not your kavana, ein miskabin lekach. And so too, hochanami, ein miskabdim kishemesir ha-shulchan, elo ha-tzolos ha-shulchan, shlo yipol olav aner. The last lines of the Mishneh Berurah, Siv Katan Vav, tell us that likewise one could put a plate or something underneath the table. When you remove the table, if any of the oil would drip into that, it's not a problem of being mavato kli mehechana. That's really where we left off yesterday. Now we'll do Siv Katan Zayin. We said if the oil drips into a plate, you're not allowed to go and use any of it on Shabbos, even when the plate was put there with permission before Shabbos. And the Mishneh Berurah says in Siv Katan Zayin, v'im lo notap l'socho shemen klal, but if no oil actually went into that plate, then lo nesar hakli l'talto v'machshov v'yalma. We don't say that your designation of that utensil alone makes it muktza if no muktza material went inside of it. Ube'el Yerabba kasav, he brings up in the El Yerabba, v'im notap shemen l'socho mebojom, but if oil dripped into it even on Friday afternoon, then miskayim achshavto, that's like a maisa that occurred, and it fulfills your designation of that kli as a kli that will be accepting muktza, shechoshav aleha, and you're thinking the designated as a kli for such purposes, umikri adezeh kli shemalachta l'isr, and that turns it into a kli that is containing isr item and its muktza, ah, im achakach nishbach ha-shemen, even if you poured out the shemen, this would be no different than if you put money on a utensil on Erev Shabbos, even if you took it off it on Erev Shabbos. You have demonstrated that you want it for Muktzah, an action was done that made it Muktzah, and now it is no longer able to be used on Shabbos, the Ayin of the Prima Godim, for further discussion of this. The issue foot number 16 brings down that the Prima Godim was surprised by this opinion of the El Yerabba. Sharedino shel Hashemen kal midin hamita miyuchedes la'nochas mos shun cholel mos v'nitlu mimenu mebojo. He says he doesn't understand that the bed should have the same din over here as the kli. Lefisha Hashemen shenotap mebojo einu muktzah b'Shabbos. The oil that dripped is not necessarily muktzah on Shabbos because you could use it for a food. V'gam kli inu miyuchel tzorze, and the kli is not specifically set up for this. So the Prima Godim is surprised at this chumrat position of the El Yerabba. Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Ches writes, also l'stapik, you're not allowed to use this oil. V'nira, it appears, afilu yeshemen heter harbe b'kli mibojom. Even if this utensil actually had permissible oil in it beforehand, and now some non-permissible muktzah oil dripped into it, v'nicha oz l'kabel shemen anotif, and you put it out there to collect the extra oil that may foil in, nevertheless, even though the majority is mutter, mikol makom also l'stapik, you're not allowed to take any oil from this on Shabbos, the dover sheish lo matirin lo batil, because matzah Shabbos, this will be perfectly good. All of the oil will be perfectly good, and therefore something that will become permissible, we can't rely upon bitul barov. That's called a dover sheish lo matirim. Something that will eventually be permissible is not batil right now, barov. And this is brought down by the Prima Godim, and he says, look over there, v'ayin sham od, for further details. Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Tes writes that this is not allowed to be used on Shabbos, shekvar huktza hashemen bein hashmashos, because at the time of bein hashmashos, this oil was all designated for burning purposes, for lighting purposes, and therefore is muktza on Shabbos. And we have a rule, umigu, diskatzoi bein hashmashos, lener, is katzoi luchul yoma, something that is prohibited during the bein hashmashos, during twilight period of time. It is muktza then, so even though the muktza, so to say, goes away, nevertheless it remains muktza all of that day, all of Shabbos. And likewise, therefore, v'gama kli asu b'tultul ayidei hashemen, and the kli becomes muktza because of the oil inside of it that's muktza, shenasa basis lo, it becomes a base, a basis for a davar ha'asr, and a basis lo davar ha'asr has the same status as the davar ha'asr and cannot be moved. The issue foot number 19 brings down, this is true, even if you're using somebody else's kli, you have the ability to go and create muktzah in somebody else's kli as well, although he brings down some caveats to this din, ayin shom, in the rest of the issue foot number 19. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah. You're not allowed to touch a lamp when it is lit, even if it's hanging. Even though you're not going to move it because it's hanging. And there is no din, technically, of touching something that's muktzah if you're not going to really move it. Nevertheless, it's aser. One cannot touch it. penyisnade, because maybe you'll move kitsas a little bit, meaning yoso, by you touching it, and therefore viyata, and you will cause it to move, and as the Mishnah Berurah will explain, it will either cause it to light or to go out. And this is brought down in the name of the Or Zeruah. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yud, you may come to move it, penyisnade, mashm is you see from here, the below chashash hatiyah, if there is no concern at all that you'll move it, ain lochush, then you don't have to be concerned over here, mishum isr til to muktzah, that you're coming to move something that's muktzah, ayy deha nidnud, via touching it, because it can't physically move. And therefore, because of the Lord Yivron, the Mayri shedover heter munach olav rotsu likach mimenu. Therefore, if there is something permissible that's on it, and you want to remove that permissible thing, the heavy tiltu min atzad, and at worst, that would only be moving it indirectly, the mutter, that would be permissible, the kemoshes kosov of simon shinyadal sifkas. However, our legal will mamish, but to touch it directly, also be menorah tluya, you're not allowed to touch a hanging candelabra, afilu ein haner dolek es besocha, even if there is no flame inside of it. This reasoning is explained in Deer Shifut number 20. It says, Tama Dover, the reasoning is brought down in Simon Reishai and Zayin, Shebigniyoso, when you touch it, Olul Bekalus Lenanea Semenorah, you could easily move it, and therefore that would be moving Muktzah, which is forbidden. He says further, look in the Bir Halacha. Now in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschel, Penyisnadeit, he says that this rationale over here is brought down in the name of the Magen Avraham. And he brings this down in the name of Kama Achronim. However, the Or Zeruah disagrees. And the Or Zeruah says, and by the way, this is really the source of the Ramah, Mimenu Noveya Din Shel Ramah. And Mishnah Berurah says, Chavetz Chaim says, Motzasi Dafilu Nogia Mamish B'Menorah Teluya Mikrei Tiltu Min Atzad. Even if you touch this directly, the hanging menorah, the hanging candelabra over here, that is also called Tiltu Min Atzad. And the issue foot number 23 explains, the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Reish Ayin Zayin that Stam, he writes the Shem Achronim, like the Magen Avraham says, Shosali Gabi Menorah Tluya Mishum Shebekalos Himisna Nas, because you can easily move it. However, Mikol Mokom, Tsiim Gan, Ledivri Or Zeruah, over there, that we brought down over here in the Bir Halacha. So there is a more lenient opinion than that of the Or Zeruah, although the Mishnah Berurah, in the Mishnah Berurah and in the Bir Halacha, seems to indicate he prefers the more machmir position of the Magen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud Aleph says, you may come to adjust it, viyata, you move it, Hashem and Alapsila, you make the oil get closer to the wick, viyishayiv, and you'll therefore be over in Isser over here, mishum mavir, either because you're causing it to light better, oh, kasher yirachakeyu, or if you move the oil away from the wick, yishayiv mishum mechabe, you'll be over the Isser of extinguishing by not allowing the flame to be well lit. He adds, v'ayin b'simin reishayin zayin sev gimel, v'b'ner shol shayva lo chayshinu l'zeh. This is only true when you're dealing with a liquid type of a candle. However, if you're dealing with a wax candle where there's no concern that you're really going to adjust it and cause it to either burn better or to be extinguished, this concern doesn't apply. Siv dalet. The Mechaber writes, nosnim kli tachas aner l'kabo nitzotzos. One is permitted, as opposed to the previous sif, which said you can't put a plate or something to collect the dripping oil, you are allowed to put a plate there, even on Shabbos, to go and collect nitzotzos, little sparks of fire that are coming off the candle, that it shouldn't cause the table to burn. Mibnei she'ein behem mamish, the Mechaber says, there's nothing substantive over there. V'en kam bitul kli meichanu, and as a result, you're not really causing that kli, which was not muktzah, to now become muktzah by accepting in it these nitzotzos, these little sparks. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yud Beis, Afilu b'Shabbos, you are allowed to, as I mentioned, do this even on Shabbos, and this is brought down in the Gemara. Sivkot and Yud Gimel, Lekabel Nitzosos, you can catch these little sparks. Shalheves, Hanotefes Ben Aner, we're talking about the little fire that comes off from the flame. Kidei Shalo Yudlak Mashetachtav, in order that it shouldn't light up the table or burn whatever you have that is flammable over there with these little sparks. Sivkot and Yud Dalet, there is no mamoshes over here. Benitzotzos, these little flickering little fires that come off aren't really substantive. Shemiyad heim kovim, and they immediately go out on their own. And therefore, umutal ataltal sakli, therefore one would be permitted to even carry this utensil that has these little sparks in them, af achar shenof lusokh, even if the sparks went into them, because they're not really substantive. And as we pointed out, this is not called making something that previously wasn't muktzah now into a muktzah kli. Aflushah, muetis, even for a short period of time. As we pointed out in regards to the oil, it is going to be muktzah for even a short period of time. That makes it into a kli that is being mavato meichano, but not with these sparks over here. However, miyu, the Mishnah Berurah does say, ha'ether shall need tzotzos, any real ashes that come from these sparks, also latiltalet, that you're not allowed to move, the heavy nola, because that is a new creation over here, which is also on Shabbos. And he brings us down the name of the Mogen Avraham, and he says to us, well, look in the El Yerabah for further details about this. Back to the Mechaber, who adds over here now, but while you're allowed to put a plate over there to collect the nitzotzos, you can't put water in the plate. Avalo yitin l'socho mayim, afilu min bojom, and you can't even put the water in there on Friday afternoon. certainly not on Shabbos. Why? Because you're causing the flame to go out a little bit faster when you're putting in the water. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Tesvav, you're not allowed to do this even on Friday afternoon. Even though in regard to all other melachos that you do Friday afternoon, we normally have the rule that it's permissible to do them on Friday afternoon because to start something on Friday afternoon, even though the actual melacha will continue still through your action on Shabbos, that's not a problem. As we've already learned. And normally, below Gazrinim, we don't make such a gzera that Shemo Yasu Lasus Kemi Shabbos. We like to do it on Erev Shabbos and continue into Shabbos. You may come to do it on Shabbos itself. So we normally don't make such a gzera. But here with the water in the plate, we do. Because over there, Shiny Hossam, Da'kol Yodim Shumalacha. Everybody knows that that action that you're doing on Friday afternoon is an absolute malacha. And nobody's going to think, well, if I can do it Friday afternoon, I can therefore do it on Shabbos. V'lo yitu lasus kemi Shabbos. Nobody's going to make such a mistake. It's a clear-cut melacha that you're doing on Friday afternoon. However, here with the water, aval hocha, yesh lochush, we do have to be concerned. Shema yachshov, she'en b'zeh shum isser. What's the big deal? I'm putting water over there. The spark is going on its own into the water. I'm not putting it out. And therefore, if you're allowed to do this on Friday afternoon, v'yasa kemi b'Shabbos, you might end up doing it on Shabbos as well. And therefore, we do have to be concerned once you're allowed to put water in there, even on Friday afternoon, you'll come to put it in there on Shabbos. And if you put it in there on Shabbos, you'll pick up this utensil with the water, so it will come quicker into contact with the nitzoso, so you shouldn't spread out all over the place, and you're going to actually cause them to go out, and this would be kibui, which would be aser. This is brought down in the name of Tosos, which can be found in the end of Perek Kira. And he says also, Tosos has other reasonings over there, which are brought down in the Magen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Zayin says, you're going to cause the flames, the little sparks, to go out earlier by bringing the water closer to them. He brings down, Kos of El Yerabba B'Shem Issa V'Heter. This is what the El Yerabba writes, brought down in the name of the Sefer Issa V'Heter. If there is any concern, chas v'shalom, that there could be a fire over here, chas v'shalom, mutar liten kli mole mayim lekabel nitzotzos. Then you could certainly fill up an entire kli over here with water to go and collect the nitzotzos, these little sparks, to guarantee that there won't be a fire. Dishavut number 21 says, of course, you must do this in a way that's permissible. It's not always permissible to put water in the path of a flame. There are lots of rules about this, which will be learned in Simon Shin Lamed Dalet. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Ulefiza, therefore, according to this, Imro ner shenichvach v'yipol ha'shulchan, if you see a candle, a lamp, that is going to be falling onto the table, rashay lahamid tachtov kli moli mayim, they could put in this situation a utensil filled with water to catch the candlestick or the flame over here from landing on the table. Ayin the Prima Godem, Shemafakbek be'ikur dino sholos v'heter. However, the Prima Godem disagrees with this Issa v'heter, and the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, V'nir, it appears to me, the yesh l'hokel b'mokom adchak aydei katan, that one should in this situation preferably use a katan to do this rather than to do this yourself. However, as we've already pointed out many times, if there is any chashash of pikuach nefashos, you could do whatever is absolutely necessary, including dousing the flame, calling the fire department, etc. One has to be machmir on pikuach nefashos, just like you would for any mitzvah. The Mechaber continues and he writes, when we call Moko Mutur Litein Mayim Biashoshis, you are allowed to put water into a lantern, a lamp of some sort, Shemadlikim Bab Erev Shabbos, that you're going to put your flame into on Erev Shabbos, Kivin She'enu Miskavin Likibui Elalag Biashomen. Because here, you're not intending to put out the flame with this water, you're intending to lift up the oil. Oil is going to be lighter than the water, and the oil will rise to the top, the wick will float in the oil, and then when the oil is all done, the flame will go out. Not because of the water, but because there's no more oil. So your intention there isn't for the water to go put out the flame, it's just to elevate the oil to a higher point so the flame will be able to burn in it better. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Zayin explains, Ba'al Kain lo gazrinun shiyasake mishabbos. There is no concern that you're going to do this on Shabbos, like with the water that you put in on Friday afternoon, you're concerned that you may come to do it on Shabbos, which would be a problem if you then lift it up and it will extinguish the flame. Here, there is no concern of that. The Chari Tshuva in the bracketed asterisk Dibra Maskel Kivin Shenu Meskavin Lekiboy brings down the Lefizah according to this. Even on Shabbos, it would be permissible to do this when a non-Jewish person is lighting for you, for example, for a sick person, on Shabbos, the Shabbos candles. However, he brings down that the El Yerabba disagrees with this, and one can look there for further details. He then brings down from the Machzik Bracha, in places where they first put in the water and then put in the oil, if a non-Jewish person were to do this for you on his own, and he follows what the people normally do, it would be permissible. And he says this was in fact done in a Maisa in the Eretz Hatzvi. Finally, we go to the Ramah. The Ramah concludes and he writes, V'yesh omrim, afilu miskavin l'kibui shori. He points out that even if one did intend by putting in this water, that when the oil runs out, that it will put out the wick and the flame, nevertheless, it's permissible. Me'achash ein ha'mayim ba'ayin, because the water is not considered being significant over there, elatachas Hashem, and it's underneath the oil, and therefore it's not considered that you're directly putting it in the path of the flame over here. Lo hevi elo gram kibui, it's only an indirect causation of the extinguishing of the flame eventually when the oil is done. V'chein no'agin, and he brings down in the name of the smog, the Sefer Mitzvos Gedolos, that this is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudches writes, "V'litin be'erev Shabbos mayin l'soch hakoneh sha'omid bo ner shayva." But to put in the bottom of a candlestick where you have your wax candle, and to put in a little bit of water over there, ochelav, or if it's a fat candle, kidei sheyachabe kishevo ad hamayim, that the candle will go out when it hits the bottom over there, and the flame will hit the water. Also, Lukulyama, he brings down the name of the Magen Avraham, that this is in fact not permitted according to anybody. Why? Because here your intention is when it hits the water, that the water will make it go out. As opposed to in the case where you have oil, your intention is to just raise the oil level and have nothing to do with kibui. And therefore, here, in the case of the wax candle, when the wax candle is burnt up, the flame, the psil, the wick will be in the water and it will go out. The water is considered physically extant there, and it's underneath the flame, and therefore it is forbidden. However, nevertheless, he does bring down under extenuating circumstances and pressing need, you would be allowed to do this over here. Because you can rely upon those poskim, the sviruluhu who hold, the dafko kishamayim bichli acher osir. It's only when the water is in another utensil that it's osir, but not if it's in the same utensil. Because Shema Yasa came to Shabbos, because there the concern is that you'll do it on Shabbos. I will be also near Asma, but in that same candlestick where you have the wax candle as well as the water, lo shayach lemigzor shiasakim shabbos, there's no possibility of it being done on Shabbos. Shakol yodin shaosu liga b'ner hadolah, because you can't lift up the candle, so there's no way you could put it in there on Shabbos. The candle is motza. Furthermore, he says, Gam yizor litin amayim b'kona kodi shemad l'kaner. You should first put in the water in this situation before you light the candle. Brought down the name of the Elyar Rabbah and the Chai Odom. However, he does bring down from the Chazon Ish that the Chazon Ish said, on Erev Shabbos, mutu lo seis mayim b'kona, you could put the water in, afilu v'ner kvar dolik, even if the candle has already been lit. Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Lukuliyama, everybody agrees, mutu litchov haner b'erev Shabbos l'sol chachov v'chayotze. You're allowed to go on Erev Shabbos and put the candle insert it into some sort of sand or something like that. So the inyan in the situation, kishiyagia or l'shom, when the flame does burn down to that point, imoneu, it won't allow it to go any further, milisrof yoser, and it can't burn anymore, v'yichabim elav, it'll go on its own because there's no more flammable liquid or substance over there. Shegram kiboyhu, this is only a indirect causation of extinguishing, which is permissible, as brought down in the name of the Achronim. Finally, Dear Shavuot number 22 brings down that where you are allowed to use the water in this situation, although normally not allowed, he says that's only allowed to be done on Erev Shabbos. You certainly can't do this on Shabbos. Mishum shenechshav shemekari v'sakibu. That certainly is considered close to causing the kibu to actually occur. With that, we conclude Simon Reish Samachay and today's shir.